Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We are speaking with Yamini Bhatt, the CEO and co-founder of Vaymo, a mobile-first service that helps sales teams manage their leads and get more work done. That sounds pretty awesome to me. And Yamini, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be on this podcast.
And we're certainly excited to have you with us. And I think Vaymo is an awesome service, so we're certainly looking forward to hearing all the details. So tell us about Vaymo more. What is Vaymo in a nutshell, and what types of customers does it serve?
So Vaymo is what we call a personal sales assistant. Exactly 5 years old. Prior to that, I used to work at McKinsey, large sales transformation programs across some of the largest banks, insurers, telcos, healthcare and pharma companies. Across these companies, when we were trying to drive field sales productivity, we used to face challenges in trying to understand what was happening on the ground. Most of these companies had CRMs, but the end users were not really using the CRM. They saw it as a passive reporting tool rather than something that enabled them. The challenge was, without knowledge of their engagement with their customers, we couldn't really tell what needed to be done at an individual level to upskill folks and to help them become more productive. We couldn't answer questions like, what happened to 95% of leads that did not convert? Were they called? Were they met? Or what happened to customers who have been with us for a while, but we've not been able to cross-sell or grow within those accounts? So were we engaging with them at the right time, on the right means or not? So the question always was whether it was a gap in skill or will. Around that time, a very close friend of mine was working with Google and their mobile products team. We decided to bring user experience learning from his work into the space of sales transformation to start Vaymo. Vaymo is a mobile-first solution that does three things. Firstly, it automatically captures engagement between salesperson and his customers and contacts. Second, it learns, therefore, what the best performers are doing. And third, that into nudges, it's into any salesperson to be able to improve his actions, engagement, and productivity. So in a way, it's a coaching network that learns from the best salespeople and nudges any salesperson on ground on things he could do differently. Some of the customers we work with are the largest insurers, banks, healthcare companies within the countries that we operate in. These are global brands like AXA, Allianz, etc. Today, we serve about 40 such enterprises, amongst which we have almost 100,000 salespeople using Vaymo.
Certainly appreciate your sharing the highlights. Most impressive to kick things off here today. Now, tell us what makes Vaymo different than other solutions such as Salesforce, and does it integrate with Salesforce?
Yeah. So, yes, it's with Salesforce or any other CRM. The way we see it or our clients see it is that the CRM is an amazing system of record. It's a system that can pull in data from multiple legacy tools or core systems to bring everything about customer into one place. Having said that, it does have a lot of data, and converting those into actionable insights and engaging end users, which is the salespeople, at the right time on the right kind of action is extremely tough. What we see typically is in large distributed field sales teams, adoption of the CRMs is less than 10 to 15% on a monthly basis, which means only 10 to 15% of your end users, which could be 1,000 or even 10,000 salespeople, 15% of them are actually showing up to update their information or to pull something from the system. However, if any sales guy you know who knows half his job would typically be doing between 3 to 30 calls in a day or meetings in a day, right? So where is all of that going? And how can you use that kind of engagement information to be able to better drive him towards the most effective actions? That's the place where Vaymo closes the gap. CRMs have become a system of record. YMO is a system of engagement, which can give value to the end user and therefore become extremely easy for him to engage on and feed his actions back into, right? If you place a call on your mobile phone, YMO can actually detect that and help you log that in. If you're making a visit, YMO can detect that and help you log that meeting and its outcomes, right? YMO can take notes as a voice dictation, convert that into the right updates into your CRM, etc. In turn, YMO can also learn what the best sales guys on the team are doing and convert those into behavioral patterns that everyone else can adopt. So it takes away a lot of 90% of what managers have to do on a daily basis today, which is basically start their weekly review call by asking for updates on activities being done in the week, right? All of that is automatically said, and the managers are given insights on who they need to help and on what kind of issues. For example, if there is a salesperson who is probably 6 weeks into your system and he's not been adding that many leads, when he adds one lead, what's it? But he just adds one lead every week, and that's an agent. The manager's job is to teach him how to source and prospect better, right? But if there is a new agent in your team who's actually pumping 3 to 4 leads in a week, but from calls to meetings to quotations, then the manager's job is to join him on joint sales calls and see how he's positioning the products in front of the customer and coach him on that positioning, right? So the interventions are very different for both the sales guys. And that's what YMO identifies and nudges the manager to intervene on.
Again, such a great resource, and really appreciate your introducing YMO to the audience here today. Now, looking at YMO and its creation, why did you create YMO? And tell us more about the company's backstory, if you would.
Yeah. So the inspiration was that we were seeing enterprises struggle in driving sales transformation. And increasingly, as organizations scale, it becomes very tough for head office to the sales leaders in a head office obviously have grown from grassroots many times and know what a really fantastic sales guy should be doing every day of his week, how he should look like, right? And they also have business well enough to translate this into a strategy on overall number of customers someone should be prospecting, frequency of engagement, product positioning, etc. However, when they try to translate this down to 1,000 or 2,000 salespeople on the ground, a lot gets lost in transmission. It's very tough to see consistent behaviors and best practices being adopted every single day diligently by every single salesperson on your team. So this gap became extremely obvious when I was serving some of these enterprises as a consultant. And meanwhile, the world was also moving to a place where you can get anything but nice on your phone, right? You can do 3 clicks and there is food at your doorstep. You can do 3 clicks and there's a car waiting for you. However, to be able to plan your day, if you are a field sales guy, there is too much coordination. Almost you'll need to go back to your desktop and analyze your CRM data for 3 to 4 hours, come back every Friday, block 2 hours of your time to update your CRM. It's become extremely tedious. The difference in technology that someone has to use in their daily personal life versus what they have to use at work, there is a whole world of difference, right? And enterprise technology has not become contextual. It's not become mobile friendly. It's not become something that you can carry with you and make a part of your daily workflow, right? That's the big opportunity and gap we notice. And given Venkat, my co-founder, was from Google and was working on porting products like Google Maps, etc., into a mobile-first world, he brought in immense knowledge on user engagement, which I could adapt to sales transformation, sales productivity improvement, and that's what led to the story of YMO.
Always interested to hear the backstory, and thanks for sharing some of the highlights on that as well. Today, we're joined by Yamini Bhatt, the CEO and co-founder of YMO, a mobile-first service that helps sales teams manage their leads and get more work done here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, artificial intelligence and the cloud and automation are key technologies across many solutions today. How can salespeople better leverage them to improve their lead acquisition?
Yeah. The role of AI, as we see in this enterprise sales kind of a role, usually we see that the difference between the best sales guy and the average sales guy on a team is shockingly almost 10 times. The best sales guys are about 10 times better in outcomes than the average sales guys. And then there is the bottom quartile of sales guys who are actually not able to perform, right? Who usually report, 10 to 15% of their goal achievement month on month. Typically, if you see the difference between the best and the average to be about two or three times, you can believe that some of this is persona, some of this is the art of selling, some of this is just tenure and experience. But when the difference is 6 to 10 times, you know that there is a fundamental breakdown in how your process runs, either in terms of your sales operating model or in terms of how you are hiring, onboarding, and coaching your talent, right? And that is where AI can come in to close the gap. Our average clientele, customers typically have 2,000 salespeople distributed across a wide geography, right? And they operate in of 6 to 10, managed by a sales manager. Best practice in one part of the country, do not go to every salesperson. New ideas and what's working in some parts of the team do not get immediately distributed and percolated elsewhere. These are usually shared once a year as best practices during awards, during recognition, etc., but they don't become a part of everyone's playbook, right? And technology can really, really help bridge this gap. Automation started a couple of decades ago, and the role of automation was to standardize how certain workflows happened. The role of automation or any sales productivity tools today is not just to fix the workflow and standardize how people manage the lead or manage the customer, but also help them find more leads and find more customers that suit the profile of what they're trying to target, right? And help them present the proposition in a contextual and relevant way. Wymo has a bunch of things that can help a salesperson at every stage of his lead or customer engagement journey. For example, if you are selling into small commercial businesses and you just closed a boutique restaurant in your, in your territory, automatically look at public data to say, here are 20 other restaurants with exactly similar profile within 5 miles of where you live. You can go and prospect here. None of these are our current customers of your company, right? So it opens the net of what for these salespeople could be, right? Wymo can also tell you that amongst your existing customer accounts, here are the ones which have highest potential for upselling, cross-selling, or positioning the second product, right? But doing that requires you to build a relationship, and it appears like the best sales guys are able to build a relationship by staying in touch with the customer once a month, right? And that can be converted into a playbook on Wymo, and the tool can nudge you once a month to engage with critical customers who have the potential for upsell, cross-sell. It can even share context with you. For example, hey, why don't you speak with this customer? He had a service issue last week. That got closed, but his service rate, he rated us poorly on our service, right? So maybe you can empathize with him and figure out how we can improve our process. Or why don't you engage with this customer because he's coming up for renewal in 70 days, and touching base with him now improves his chance of renewal by almost 4 times, right? So we share context. We nudge you who requires attention. We also build it into your workflow. For example, if you're meeting at 11 a.m. on Fifth Avenue next Wednesday, Wymo can suggest customers who are within 3 to 4 miles of this customer and who require an action. So you can just pick up the phone, call them, tell them you're going to be in the neighborhood and if they would be available to catch up, right? So Wymo tries to build it into your workflow rather than give you a list and say, you know what, here are 40 customers you have not contacted, please go and make calls, right? Because these lists keep getting ignored. And what AI can do is, one, learn from the best guys, convert that into a playbook, because irrespective of how unique your organization is, your best salespeople have figured out how to make it work, right? So translate those learnings and build it into the context of every salesperson, right? And nudge them to make that one extra action a day that can really change their outcomes. And that's where we believe AI can be best leveraged in today's world.
Certainly a great example on how you can up your sales and sales teams through technology today. So certainly appreciate some of the details there and information and insight. Now, as we conclude today, what advice can you give to business leaders looking to implement a new CRM across their organization? And adoption of a new software and retention can be certainly a challenging journey. Give us some advice there. That would be so helpful as we conclude today.
So what we see, I read this quote somewhere. It was very interesting. Someone said that in digital transformation, everyone is driving a digital transformation journey for their enterprise. The focus becomes too much on the word digital than on the concept of transformation, right? Many times we see leaders applying a tool to the organization rather than finding a solution for the problem statement. So typically in most of our conversations, we try to veer the business leaders and the P&L owners towards identifying their hypothesis on what could be the core issue that they're dealing with, right? For example, we really, in the case of brokerage industry, push after having many, many conversations, 30, 40 plus conversations with some of the top brokers, what we realize is one of their biggest concerns is that their workforce is going to retire over the next existing brokers are going to retire in the next 3 to 4 years. They need to attract younger talent, a millennial workforce. However, they're not able to attract this talent where the options on the work options for these talent are many, right? Someone could probably make more money even in Uber or an Airbnb service versus probably picking up a job and trying to learn deep skills on how to sell financial products, right? So that is the fear of these enterprises, right? Now, if you try and address that, what you're trying to do is fundamentally creating a workplace where millennials can feel that they can actually become winners very, very quickly. That is a problem statement worth addressing. Rather than going with a, here's my technology or digital roadmap, first I want to deploy a CRM, then I want to deploy something else, and so on, right? So let's not look at tools and sequence how we deploy tools. Let's identify the one or two core issues within the company, which actually define either our, which are either existential crises that we expect to undergo, or are massive opportunities that we can leverage, and try to find a solution that can solve that small problem. That's what business leaders and P&L owners should be worried about. There are massive tech teams that you have which can figure out how the general core system strategy should be, right? And they might take up 2 or 3 years of CRM deployment as a project. But as a business leader, you need to identify the problem and find quick solutions which can help you completely move the needle and make sure you do not miss massive opportunities or do not put your company at risk on existential crisis, right? That would be the, one point recommendation that I would make.
Yamini, certainly appreciate your joining us here today and all the insight and information shared on behalf of Vaimo. If listeners wanted to take advantage of your services and or to get more information on Vaimo, where's the best place to get more information online?
Yeah, so we are at http://getvaimo.com, or you can write to us at hello@getvaimo.com.
And that certainly works. Again, Yamini, all the best, continued success, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much. Have a great week.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Yamini Bhatt, the CEO and co-founder of Vaimo, a mobile-first service that helps sales teams manage their leads and get more work done. And for all the details, visit getvaimo.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.